you for that special graduate, we're going to go to Marguerite's. We're going to have them make her something that she's going to treasure and remember forever and who it came from. She's accomplished wonderful things, and she's from our family. So we're going to let her know it means something special. We're going to make her that special, special graduation gift from Marguerite's. Come into Marguerite's. They make it. They really make it. They're in Peppertree, starting in all prices. We'll make it very affordable. Congratulations, your graduate.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says he's in no hurry to reach a trade deal with China after increasing tariffs.
President Trump on Twitter defending his decision to impose steep tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports and promising much steeper penalties would follow. The president writing talks with China continue in a very congenial manner. There is absolutely no need to rush.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. The House Ways and Means Committee today issuing subpoenas to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and IRS Commissioner Charles Reddick to get 6 years of President Trump's tax returns. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the U.S. continues diplomatic work to get North Korea to end its nuclear weapons programs.
From a military standpoint, our operations, our posture will not change.
Shanahan confirming North Korea launched several rockets earlier this week. This is Fox News.
The official theme of the Democratic Party at 5:02.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We are now in the 5 to 6 hour, just ahead of the Joey Clark Radio Hour at 6. My primary objective for the remainder of the show will be to try and not die during a live radio broadcast.
That's a good goal.
We want to thank Eddie Bader. Eddie had to leave at 5, and let me just say this. If you got to put your house on the market, you just got transferred, you want somebody who, A, knows the layout of the land, who knows where the potential buyers for your property are, who's going to be on it from day one, because you got to give that to somebody who will bust their butt to take care of business for you. That guy's Eddie Bader. So if you need to put your house on the market, you want to list with him, call him at the Goodson Group at 322-0662. He's great to work with. Honestly, if you're a wreck over or a nervous wreck over something like that, he's like medicine.
He's a great guy.
Human medicine. He just, that's the way he is. And of course, if you're looking for a property, just order it up. It doesn't have a drive-through window, but if you make a list of the things that are top priority in any new home you're going to rent or buy, call Eddie. He'll find it, 322-0662. And we thank you for joining us today as we welcome Fred.
Good afternoon there, Greg.
Hey, Fred.
I forgot to call you yesterday. It was mine and Cindy's 8th wedding anniversary.
Oh, the wedding that happened right in this studio.
Right there where you are. That's right. 8 years, Jay hit a home run. He's still undefeated, isn't he?
Oh, yes. I believe so, yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's very, very cool.
Yeah, he's never officiated a marriage that fell apart.
That's right. And I was just, I was.
If we were that, I would have flown him down to Florida to do Janelle's.
That's not really worth laughing at, but it is worth laughing. I hear you. I want to hear the bit, if you hadn't played it, where the guy's late to work or late getting back to work or something, and the old ladies get out of the car.
Oh, that's Accident Witness.
Accident Witness.
That's one of our all-time favorites, and we will try and jam that in. Thank you, Fred, for the call, and happy anniversary to you and Cindy. And it also means it was 8 years ago yesterday we met our friend and somebody who's like Auntie Marianne to my dogs, Marianne Plemons. By the way, I don't think I'm going to be able to read the magazine column. I'm not breathing well. I'd like to.
I'll read it for you.
There's an idea.
Yeah.
All right, if we have time, let's do that. Okay. Maybe later in this half hour. Because we got to get traffic and weather and all that stuff on the air.
And have you done the word yet?
No, not yet. I've got it listed.
All right, so let's do that now.
Now?
Now.
Wow.
272-9228 for this morning's Baumhauer's winning word. 9th caller with that word wins lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. By the way, this past Wednesday night at Baumhauer's, the Catos were there from J&S Professional Landscaping. You know what's fun on a day like this where it's hot and humid and you know your lawn and shrubs need to be trimmed, your lawn needs to be edged? It's fun to hold a cold drink in your hand and sit in your favorite chair and look out the window and watch J&S take care of business for you.
Not fun for them, but...
Well, that's their job. They do businesses. They do industrial properties, commercial properties. Call 202-8760. Leave a message if they don't answer. They don't keep an office so they can keep their costs down, but they do a fantastic job. And that was my Mother's Day gift to Swami last year, and she loved it and appreciated it. 202-8760 for J&S Professional Lawn Service and Landscaping. All right. Let's go down the line and find ourselves a winner. You are caller one. Try back quickly. Caller two, try again immediately. You are caller three. Thanks for trying. You are caller four. Give it another go. Caller five, we appreciate your effort. Just not in quick enough. Now the lines have to reboot. And we got to get the sad trombone ready. You're caller six. You're caller seven. You're caller eight. And who is this?
Linda.
Hey, Linda, how are you today?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. Do you have that Baumhauer's winning word?
I hope so. I think it's victory.
Nice.
Yay!
I'm double checking just to be sure.
Yeah, please
don't,
do.
Don't do this, Greg. Don't be like the Kentucky Derby judges.
Linda?
Yes?
I told you you're a winner, and I'm going to give you a certificate.
Oh, but I wasn't right, was I?
No.
Oh, well.
But...
You don't have to give me the ticket.
I think I should. I said you're a winner. I gave you something and then took it back, and I look like a schmuck. So I can't do that. So, Rosie, can we fill out two of those?
I will.
And I will have a sheet. You'll be able to pick that up next week, okay?
Oh, well, bless your heart, but you don't really have to.
I feel like an idiot. This should not happen.
Well, don't. Just take the next caller. Really, I'm paying it forward because someone was nice one time when I won. I think they won and they couldn't win again, and they forwarded it to me. So just forward it to the next caller, really.
Linda, you are so nice. But
all right, thank you. And I'm sorry I messed up the word.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's make this deal. If you come to Baumhauer's on a Wednesday night and say hello, I will buy you dinner then. How about that?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, we got a deal.
Thanks. Y'all have a great night weekend.
You too. And before I take the next caller, let's play my song.
You are an idiot.
Who's this?
This is Debbie.
Debbie, I need the winning word.
Military.
There it is.
I was new as one of those airy words.
Mm-hmm. I looked at my note today and I go,
or,
gosh, that must have been yesterday.
Airy, ory. It's Military Appreciation Month. The folks at Baumhauer's show their appreciation year-round. 25% discount for active duty military when dining in uniform. 10% discount anytime with an ID. And Baumhauer's Victory Grill has donated more than $30,000 to the work of the National Veterans Foundation. That is Bob's favorite cause. So we honor them and we thank them. And Debbie, you can enjoy a nice lunch for two at either Baumhauer's Victory Grill location if you'll just hold and talk to Rosie. Can I do anything else today to, like, undercut my credibility or...
Oh, I'm sure you could, but I think you're doing all right. You know, like, you're fine. You're fine.
Hey, Debbie.
And you, I mean, what, are you wearing your War Eagle shirt today?
That's why.
I don't think that's why. I think you look good today. I mean, I know you're like a wreck on the inside.
Every time I say that. Every time I say that. And the BS detector doesn't go off. Why?
No, because it's true, Greg. I just like to remind you that, you know, sometimes you mess up, but you're the man. People like you. And sometimes they like you because you mess up.
When I stand up to go down to check traffic, you're going to hear this sound as my shoes pull off the floor as they make their way out of the growing pile of you-know-what here in the studio.
Now, have we hit it? I haven't been out there with you today. Is it the type of weather where your buns really get roasting on that concrete?
Yeah, that's true.
Feels good, actually.
Yeah. You have, speaking of buns, mm-hmm. How about Dr. Sigmund Azebo and biscuits?
Sure. Yeah, I'd like to.
Butter my
that.
Biscuits, please.
No, I
that's
don't
that's
that.
A favorite. No. We had something else that was requested, too.
Did you ever play Accident Witness? That's what was just requested.
Okay,
by
we
Fred.
Got that out. That'll play. And somebody wanted Norm in Germany. In fact, what we'll do is we'll do Norm in Germany going into this break with traffic and weather together. At 5:15.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Clankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know I'm done. But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, Here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and I want to tell you the interstates are not the place to be this afternoon because I-85 still has the hang up with the truck losing its load in front of Taylor Road exit, so watch it there. It's backing up all the way almost into the downtown area. And I-65 now has a bad accident. It's at West Fairview. It's an accident with injury. There's a rollover and entrapment, so be careful. You'll know emergency units are going to be there for just a little while. There's also an accident on the East South Boulevard between the Troy Highway and Woodley Road, so that is jamming things up there. I-65 North doesn't have any problems, and if you're headed out of town on the 31s, things look pretty good for you. Be careful this afternoon and get your weekend started safely. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems designed to keep your pet safe and at home, or in specific areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Following concerns about the release of violent offenders, Alabama's House of Representatives has approved legislation to give the governor more control of the state parole board. Under the bill, the governor would appoint the parole board director. It now moves to the Senate. A bill authorizing medical marijuana and certain medical conditions passed in the Senate Thursday. The bill's sponsor says research shows medical marijuana offers relief to patients with certain chronic medical conditions. The bill now moves to the House. And the funeral for one of the first black members of the Alabama legislature will be held in the same church where his daughter died in a racist bombing in 1963. A service for Chris McNair will be held May 17th at 6th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. McNair's daughter, Denise McNair, was among the four girls killed when the KKK bombed the church on September 15th, 1963. McNair died Wednesday at the age of 93. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Very active weather pattern will continue right on through the weekend with the threat of showers and thunderstorms even continuing into the nighttime hours with the overnight low temperature 69. Now, tomorrow and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms again are quite likely, especially in the afternoon and evening hours both days. A few of the storms could be on the strong side with damaging wind gusts. We'll be in the middle 80s on Saturday, near 80 on Sunday, and back to nice weather and a beautiful day Monday. Our weather app will be your best friend over the next couple of days. Get it on your phone or tablet now with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, where we have hundreds of mattresses, beds, and headboards to liquidate to make room for new arrivals. Shop around, but please visit us before spending your money. Mr. Sandman has the best values on really nice mattresses, including Jameson Latex and Hybrids, 30 Perfect Sleepers and Eye Comfort, Property Brothers by Restonic, as well as some fabulous brands you have never heard of. We keep hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery, and we do sell odd box springs and bed frames. While supplies last, we have King Adjustable Bases for $2.99, Queen Adjustable Bases with Massage from $6.99. Many floor samples and one-of-a-kind bases are drastically discounted. We still have our extremely popular $2.49 Queen mattresses and $2.99 King mattresses that are thick and comfortable. We stock $99 twin mats and several queen sets under $2.99. We have over 80 models in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and a huge store in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at IndependentGlassCo.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So thought, whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala. Just kind of clipped them and turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Hold on. He's going over to their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's on his face, and he's on his knee. She's getting out. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too. There's one woman with a little black purse. She's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. Blah, blah, blah. We got another woman that's... She's hitting him like she's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella. She's sticking it inside. Oh, there's another one. It's a little woman. Looks like Mother Goose. She's beating him. She's got this new big bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. Oh, they still beat the hell out of this guy. She picked his Bible up and raised it up above her head and just beamed the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The one with the little black purse is still all pieces of him. Okay, he's up on the car. The little woman just beating him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here. Oh, I wish you would have been here, man. Oh, this is too good.
Still plays well. Accident witness. I just posted something on Facebook that I received from Mrs. Ritterbuttle, and it's about the actual title of the article is Democrats' abusive relationship with their base. That would mean Democrat voters and everyone else. And I urge you to read it and share it. And we have a call. Mr. Randall?
Yes.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, y'all. My main reason for this call is to wish Miss Rosie, my mom, and my grandmama a very happy Mother's Day weekend. I hope it's blessed. Time out, and I want to thank you, Miss Rosie, for all the motherly love you showed me on these Wednesday nights. And
you're kind so of precious. Me grow.
Thank you for everything. And Gray, you can't be so much more right. I'm going to go check that on your Facebook. I mean, they treat people like, you know what I mean?
Like, here's how I posted the article. I said, if they can treat the leader of the free world with the abuse that they have been dishing out, imagine what they'll do to you, just a regular citizen. And everybody needs to understand that.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
They have big plans for you. They may not be your plans, but it's their plans for you. And I wish people would wake the hell up and wise up to this.
Yes, sir. And for because of you and Blue Water, people are. I mean, you can't doubt the numbers y'all pulling in, that people, that y'all are changing the face of Alabama, not just Montgomery. Thank you, brother. Love y'all.
Thanks. All right, see y'all.
Now, my understanding is that
Joey
wants to read my May magazine column, and today's the day to do it because it is for Mother's Day, and it's about my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to?
Yeah, and you'll have to help me with some of the proper names, some of the funky spellings from the Chicago area.
You want some music? A little too intense? No, go ahead.
No, this is a very sweet article, actually. Boomers. Our moms were a pretty special group of women.
Yep.
Many of our moms were touched by the Great Depression, then helped win World War II by working traditionally male jobs. When the war ended, they joined us a new production line. Us! My mom was just young enough to miss World War II, only 16 when it ended. Mom had dropped out of high school after a couple of years to work at Chicago's legendary Marshall Fields department store. Adult women were needed in the B-29 engine plants and other assembly lines. Young girls dropped out by the thousands during the war to carry on the business of shopping. All Mom ever told us about high school was that Mel Torme was a classmate. I'm not sure what happened between them, but whatever it was, she didn't care for him. And that's being kind to the late crooner. I did not know my mother's shame as a dropout until I was in my 20s. Inspired by an episode of All in the Family, she snuck off to a local community college a couple nights a week until she earned her GED. She was so proud, as were we. None of us knew. Hell, our moms were management and masters at the craft. They never took a day off from the most important job in this life, parenting. I was born. By the time I was walking, my brother and future doctor, Dave, was born. 13 months later, my sister Jody came along. We thought membership in that club was closed until a shocking day in 1965 when Mom announced there would be a fourth. Just as the family trio was becoming somewhat self-sufficient, boom, my sister Kim arrived. I'll say this, Kim's older siblings were very helpful. We adored our little sister, who is currently a nuclear physicist.
Mm-hmm.
All moms have that inner tiger, that protective instinct. Carol Budell was generally an even-keeled woman, but her tiger roared when Kimmy was in high school. My genius sister, IQ 183, really, had aced every course every semester into high school. In her sophomore year, she had a tumor removed from her thigh bone and had to sit on the sideline during gym class. The phys ed teacher gave her a B.
Uh-oh.
Kimmy came home with tears. Upon seeing this atrocity, Mom got in the car, drove to the school, walked past the staff into the principal's office, and announced, "You're changing this grade!" Mom was not going to let Kim's perfect scholastic record be ruined by a situation over which she had no control. There was no quibbling by Mr. Bloom. The grade was changed, and Kim soared through the rest of her academic career without a blemish of anything less than an A.
Yay, Mom.
Perfect.
That's true.
I know how that principal felt. I also had a come-to-Jesus moment with Mom, who could be an irresistible force when her tiger was ticked. Nice alliteration.
Thank you. I was hoping somebody would notice I used that technique once in a while.
It was the summer after graduating high school. The culture had changed at warp speed. My hair had grown long, and I'd adopted the fashions of the time.
I can see it now.
One summer afternoon, I was out in front of the house sporting my elephant bells topped by a garishly flowered shirt. I was chatting with a neighborhood buddy when our family's Plymouth Fury station wagon pulled into the driveway. Mom hopped out, dropped the tailgate, and began hauling bags of groceries into the house. To my everlasting embarrassment and shame, I did nothing to help.
Shame.
Paralyzed by laziness, I stood there pretending no help was needed and offered none. After the last bag was placed in the kitchen, Mom came down to the street where I was standing in all my flower power glory and looked at me with a face I saw only that day. She stood there, hands on hips, looked me up and down, and said, "Why don't you get a job, you pansy?" She spun around and walked back into the house. It was the greatest motivational speech I ever heard. Ever. You can tout Tony Robbins and those guys all you want. There was no way I could walk into that house because Mom would probably promote me from pansy to something worse. Instead, survival instincts had me walking straight to the nearby shopping mall, making a beeline for
Weebolts
department store at the closest entrance. I walked into the personnel office and said, "I need a job." "Good," said the lady at the desk. "Fill out this application and I'll be back in 10 minutes. She returned, looked at my application, and said, "When can you start?" "Immediately," I replied. I think she could sense I was under some duress. "Great, come back tonight at 6:30 and we'll train you to work in the luggage department. Oh, and please wear a white shirt, tie, and slacks. That outfit you have on won't do." I about-faced, reversed my walk of shame back to the house, walked in the kitchen, and found Mom. "I got a job at Weebolts, Mom. I start tonight." She looked stunned, her eyes turning to the kitchen clock. I'd transformed from pansy to mighty oak in just 84 minutes.
It's true.
She smiled, hugged me, and offered to press my pants. We laughed at that story many times in the years to come, to the point where she kind of felt bad about it and said so once while we were playing her favorite game, Yahtzee. "Mom, you gave me exactly what I needed at that moment." I wish I had the presence of mind to add, "Just like you have my entire life." So I'm saying it here, Mom, all boomer moms, you were amazing. Footnote, if your mom is still around, give her an extra hug for me, please. If she asks what was that for, tell her it was from the big pansy on the radio.
Oh, I love that story.
Me too. Well done, Greg.
You did a great job.
Yeah.
And now you got me all. No, you hit the lines. You read it the way I wrote it. You know, I try to write in a rhythm. You notice the alliteration for crying out loud.
Yes.
Man, 183 IQ.
Yeah.
I think the last time I got my IQ tested, it was 138. And man, 183 is unreal.
Well, you got 6 points on me.
My spatial skills and advanced math skills stink.
So do mine.
I got a perfect score in the language section, though.
That's where I got it, too.
Yeah.
Kimmy went to work. She finished her degree at the University of California, Lawrence Livermore Lab. And when the first time I went out there, and she took me on a tour, she was devising experiments with lasers that were being conducted on a machine that cost the government $500 million to construct.
Wow.
Wow.
And she was, at that time, part of the research for missile defense. That's what the purpose of all this was. I know in the 2000s, she was commuting back and forth between the nuclear lab and the Pentagon. I have no idea what it was about or who she talked to. Sadly, that relationship has been strained because by the time I got my act together, and she was right to do it. She didn't want to be an enabler. We'd already watched a brother die, so she didn't want to see another one go. And I suppose I do owe her gratitude for that because it was one of many ended situations or relationships that took me to the point where I had nowhere to go but up. So I don't have any bitterness over that. I totally understand.
She did what she had to do.
And frankly, you know, this is something I tell people. I rarely get called by somebody who's got a problem with alcohol or drugs. I get called by the people who love them and want to help them. And it's very difficult. They want to stop enabling, but they want to guarantee that the person that they're working with is not going to die. And you can't do that. That is how some people get sober.
Yeah.
Right.
My brother is case one on his 27th birthday. 5:36, traffic, news, weather, and then we got Dr. Sigmund Aziva. We want to bake some biscuits this afternoon.
Montgomery Skywatch with a very busy Friday afternoon in traffic. We have a big problem on I-85. There's still a big slowdown because of the truck losing its load right at the Taylor Road exit, so watch out there. At Fairview and I-65, there's a problem as well. There's been a vehicle rollover there, so paramedics and fire rescue are there attempting to get that person free. And we see a big crowd of cars on the Atlanta Highway. It looks like a lot of folks are bailing out of the interstate and trying to get where they are going on the Atlanta Highway, so be careful there. If you're on I-65 northbound headed towards Prattville, we don't see any problems for you. If you are on 231 headed to Wetumpka, that's a pretty smooth ride as well, with a little delay around the Redland Road traffic light and up by the casino. Please be careful, watch the traffic around you, and get your weekend started safely. Spring and summertime fun are here. Reinhardt Toyota has the car, truck, or SUV to make it all memorable. Start your adventure in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance from the Vance Law Firm. A mother's smile, when directed at you, makes your whole day a lot better. All mom needs to know is that she helped you be your best. So tell her thank you and have a happy Mother's Day.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. The funeral for one of the first black members of the Alabama legislature will be held in the same church where his daughter died in a racist bombing in 1963. A service for Chris McNair will be held May 17th at the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. McNair's daughter, Denise, was among four black girls killed when the KKK bombed the church on September 15th, 1963. McNair died Wednesday at the age of 93. Following concern about the release of violent offenders, Alabama's House of Representatives has approved legislation to give the governor more control of the state parole board. Under the bill, the governor would appoint the parole director. It now moves to the Senate. And a bill authorizing medical marijuana for certain medical conditions passed the Senate Thursday. The bill's sponsor says research shows medical marijuana offers relief to patients with certain chronic medical conditions without the addiction of opioids. That bill now moves to the House. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Very active weather pattern will continue right on through the weekend, with the threat of showers and thunderstorms even continuing into the nighttime hours, with the overnight low temperature 69. Now, tomorrow and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms again are quite likely, especially in the afternoon and evening hours both days. A few of the storms could be on the strong side with damaging wind gusts. We'll be in the middle 80s on Saturday, near 80 on Sunday, and back to nice weather and a beautiful day Monday. Our weather app will be your best friend over the next couple of days. Get it on your phone or tablet now with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts, because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The city of Denver voted to decriminalize hallucinogenic mushrooms, making Colorado the first state in the union to do so.
I don't always do magic mushrooms, but when I do, there are robots on the ceiling eating Mona Lisa's face. Stay freaky, my friends.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello?
Hello, yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I called the bakery this morning because I tried to find out from you because my wife, we don't have the electricity at our home because, you know, pay the bill. But I tried to find out from you how much do you charge if I bring my biscuits by and you bake my biscuits for me.
I don't think I can do that, sir.
Why not, ma'am? I just need to bring back the biscuits and my bacon, and we have some barbecued rotisserie goat, and we just need that cook right quick. And I have my money, ma'am. I don't ask for free. I don't ask for a handout.
Well, sir, it's not the matter that you have the money or not. See, I can't bake something for you, and you take it out of here. Something should happen.
But it's my biscuits. Those are my biscuits. I bring in myself, ma'am, because we don't have electricity, and
sir,
we eat the biscuits.
If you come up here, we got biscuits and stuff that you can buy that's already baked.
I know, but I like the Hungry Jacks because they have the Pillsbury man, and you hit them in the belly, and he makes the noise, and then the biscuits have layers. Because
what is your name, sir?
My name is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I am from the Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
I come to the America 4 years ago. Please don't be a biscuit hater, ma'am. Don't.
I'm not a biscuit hater.
Yes, you're, ma'am. You are biscuit blocking. You are biscuit blocking on me. And I'm trying to find out because I will give you some of the rotisserie goat if that is what you like. Because I am very smart because I am a doctor. I went to college and you did not go to the college. And that is why I'm smart.
So I can transfer you to a store manager?
I do not want to transfer.
Okay, well, sir, I can't bake the biscuits for you.
Can do you have butter? Can you just give me some butter in a go cup so I can have some butter for my biscuits?
I will buy the butter for you if you want the butter, sir.
If I buy the butter, can you put it in the oven and melt it for me so I can have something to dip my raw biscuits in and me
sir,
and my
the
children?
The only thing I can do, we yeah. sell biscuits here. You can buy our biscuits.
If I buy the biscuits now, will you bake them for me there?
It has to be a product that I bake in the bakery, sir.
Well, if I bring the biscuits to the bakery, then they will be inside the bakery. I just do not want to eat raw biscuits, ma'am, because
you don't have to eat a raw biscuit, sir. You can buy biscuits that's already baked.
Because you dip them in that butter, and it makes your stomach very, very, and you have that loose booty. You get that loose booty, and
sir,
and
this got to be a joke.
And you sit on the toilet, and and then your booty starts clapping. You make your booty clap, make it slap. Talk to me now, because you'll be walking around the house, and you have the gas, and you and the gas, and it smells so bad, because
okay, sir, I'm going to transfer you, okay?
No, ma'am. I don't want to be. So goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye.
So Game of Thrones, next to the penultimate episode this Sunday. Looking forward to it?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I just taken a drink of water.
For those of you who want to get caught up on Game of Thrones, I can play this one more time before Sunday without giving anything
right.
away.
From King's Landing across Westeros to Winterfell, who will survive season 8? Only time will tell. Will it be Grey Worm the Hound or Podrick Payne, Cersei Gilly-Gendry or Tormund Giantsbane, Jon Snow, Little Sam, Lord Varys, Bronn or Jon's Aunt Daenerys? Was the Tyrion the Onion Knight? Or will Sansa Stark be the one to survive? Samwell, Tarly, Brienne of Tarth, or the Mountain Drogon, Rhaegal, either one of her dragons, Jaime the Knight, or Melisandre, or the guy with the flower, three-eyed Raven, Jorah, Qyburn, or Arya, Theon, Euron, or Yara, who the will claim as unknown on Game of Thrones.
I'm going to start watching in about 2 years. And then I'm going to make everybody around me make sure that they don't spoil anything for me. Like, I've had this rule I've had to observe.
Yeah.
For the last 4 weeks.
You know what's on tonight?
I could get impeached.
The Blue Bloods finale, season finale, and it is the biggest wedding of the century.
Blue Bloods?
Yes.
Have you never watched it? No, I've watched it, and I've liked it when I've watched it, but I just don't know the characters that well to appreciate the scope of a wedding. But it's on at what time, 9?
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'll tune it in if I'm still awake or living, whatever the case may be.
You will be.
We've got a lot going on the roads this afternoon. Balaki just uploaded another Trevor report filled with goodies. I just uploaded the Jack Ingram website to find that they've got 4 Volkswagen choices now in the category of vehicles available under 10. 2012 Volkswagen Jetta 2.5L, a 2012 Volkswagen Jetta TDI, a Volkswagen Jetta Sports Wagon 2011, and a 2011 Jetta TDI. And this is ringing memory bells because my very first remote broadcast was from Jack Ingram Volkswagen, which, of course, is adjacent to the signature pre-owned car building. And whenever I go by there, I really, really, first of all, it's a really amazingly designed building. And it just brings back those first days in Montgomery. It's a memory thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone back and now we've purchased 5 times from Jack Ingram's signature pre-owned. Here's what you need to know. They have Memorial Day pricing, special sale prices through the end of the month. They are not waiting for the last weekend to do this. They are available now. These are significant discounts on cars in inventory, and that includes some amazing arrangements on cars that have very, very few miles on them. Now, they're not in the $10,000 category, although I'll tell you what, there are cars in there with well under 100. And these cars all look great. Good bodies, good vehicle histories, engines that are ready to deliver. You can shop with confidence. But the May Memorial Sales event is on now at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. When you stop by, please tell Tip Tames that one of his favorite five-time customers, Greg Boudreaux, said hello. They're on the Boulevard at 235 Eastern Boulevard, or you can go to the website, jackingram.com, and do some shopping there. We are at 5:50, so let's get our final update here. Apparently some new stuff happening on the road since we last checked in with Mr. Balaki.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your Friday afternoon traffic, and there are some real problems out on the roadways this afternoon. If you are on I-85 headed northbound, you may want to try to find a way to get off of the interstate because there is a real slowdown. They are still trying to clean up a truck spill. It lost some sheet metal out on the interstate. Right at the Taylor Road exit, they've got a crane out there trying to move this material. It's going to take a while to clean that up. And if you're going southbound on 85, there's an accident just before the interchange, so traffic is backing up in that area. On I-65 at Fairview, there's been a vehicle rollover. It's taking a while for them to get that person freed and clean that accident up, so be careful there. Around the boulevard, things are moving along pretty well. It's still stop and go at all the traffic lights. And we see a lot of traffic on the Atlanta Highway and the boulevard around I-85. It looks like people are bailing out there and heading up the Atlanta Highway to avoid the jam on 85. Please be careful out there this afternoon. We want you to get home safely. Trenum State Community College is offering CompTIA Security A+ classes starting May 20th. Registration fee is $75. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance from the Vance Law Firm. There's something special about the person who taught you to walk and to talk, who helped you with school, and who gave you all the love she possibly could. So tell Mom thank you and Happy Mother's Day.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it. It's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Way to be a team freaking player, Jay.
Go back to ISIS.
What is it?
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
554 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm glad I'm not in dating mode, because with modern technology, there's all these things that, well, maybe we used to do them in a different way, like benching. It refers to a person who keeps you in their dating rotation while they're playing the field. Regardless of whether you're hoping and waiting for a monogamous relationship, the idea is the person may act interest but hasn't yet fully committed, and the victim can therefore suffer while waiting. That happened in my dating years. They called it
rectum
behavior. Another one called ghosting, where you sort of show up, through a text every once in a while. You, like, keep connected, but you're not too visible. All these things. Do you have to deal with this crap, Joey?
I don't think that's ghost.
There's a new one called trickle ghosting.
Straight up ghosting is like you ghost them. You disappear.
Oh, disappear.
You don't respond.
All right. Trickle ghosting, as it says here, different than what Joey described, when somebody suddenly vanishes and stops responding to messages. With trickle ghosting, they don't actually vanish. They just take forever to respond.
I've done that. I've seen...
Shame.
Well, no, it was like after one date, and I'm like, go away. No, I literally just said straight up, go away. Leave me alone. I can be blunt when I need to be. I saw one guy's text conversation where he was responding to this girl he was not interested. And his text, in terms of the number of letters, mm-hmm. it first started with syllables. Each response went down a syllable until it just ended up with him responding with a single letter, K.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, that's cruel, but it's also like, what a work of art.
The only time I ever respond with letter, like K is okay.
Yeah.
Is that's, when my other hand is busy.
Yeah, like when you're driving.
Yeah.
It's a shame that you can't have a civil conversation with someone and just say, you know, I don't think this is going to work out. Let's just, be amicable. And
this stuff is greatly retarding our country's social skills.
Well, I mean, you can have a civil conversation with some people, but I'll tell you, Rosie, like, there are people I've tried to do that with.
Oh, I know.
And you have to be blunt.
That's why I'm saying it's a shame.
With boomers, you especially have to be real blunt. It's 557. How about some new flooring? How about Georgia Floors Direct? What an amazing thing. In 1969, we put a man on the moon, and we put a big warehouse on Eastern Boulevard. Dick McAdam did. He said, this is going to be the center of town. This is where people are going to come for popular styles of flooring and get it at a wholesale price. This is where people are going to pick out what they want and have it installed by people that work for us, that are part of our team, that will give them a great installation. And then at the end, you got a satisfied customer who saved money and got an awesome result. That's a formula they haven't tampered with for 50 years, and that's why it's worked for 50 years. Georgia Floors Direct. See Jeff Balanson and his merry band of Floriers at 1965 Eastern Boulevard. Or go to their Facebook page. They also have their latest offerings and fashion suggestions and stuff. Facebook page, Georgia Floors Direct.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Well, the curtain falls too early.
Joey.